Hey, what's going on, everybody? Jason Cutter here. Long time no share. It's been a while. Took a break after episode 400, season 4. When that ended, it was very cool. Was very excited to end it on such a positive note with the man, Mark Victor Hansen. Was such a great conversation. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If not, go back and check that out. Make sure to download it. So here's what's been going on since then. I wanted to give you an update, let you know what's going on my side, and not just leave it at that and wonder, where did Jason go? What's been happening with him? So after I finished that episode and I wanted to take a break with the podcast, I started doing some more work in my business and focusing on the consulting and the training and the coaching. And one of the things that I came to realize was that the power in what I mostly work on with companies is relative to inside telephone sales. So telephone sales teams, whether that's in a call center, whether that's two people or five people working in an office or now working remote because of the pandemic, or it's 1,000 people in a call center offshore, whatever that looks like, that's where I've spent most of my time and provide most of the value to my clients is in building scalable sales operations. And scalable meaning something where you have some input and you know what the output's going to be, and then you can just continue to grow it and you can add more. One of the biggest challenges I see with sales teams is that they hire people, they fire people, they lose people, they do some sales, tomorrow they do less, the next week they do well, the following month it goes down. It's constantly fluctuating, and it's a challenge for those companies that haven't built the systems yet to achieve the scale, to achieve the growth, to see where they want to go. Now, why do I mention this? Well, in my path here as a consultant over the last now 2.5 years, one of the things is I've worked with a lot of different companies, and where I have helped the most has been telephone sales, inside sales with teams that are needing scalable systems and they want to grow. They want to build a solid infrastructure and they want to move forward and achieve whatever goal it is, right? It doesn't matter if they want to have 10 salespeople or if they want to have 500 salespeople. That's not the point. The point is being able to do that consistently and get those results. And so what happened in this path that I've been on, realizing that the Authentic Persuasion Show is great, and I will add more episodes. So make sure if you're listening to this, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe and just leave that there and have it auto-download in whatever app or player you're using so that when new episodes come out, it will pop up and you'll be like, hey, Jason's back with some new stuff about authentic persuasion. That's going to happen. I know that I will add future seasons. I'm going to do some fun stuff with the seasons on this show, because there's different formats and different ways to do it, where essentially think of like a Netflix series where all of a sudden there's a bunch of shows on here and it's something to help you with authentic persuasion, you, your company, your teams, whatever that looks like. And so that will happen. However, what I'm doing next and what I'm starting now, as of you listening to this podcast, you can go find it. I just launched a new podcast called the Scalable Call Center Sales Podcast. Now, obviously with a name like that, that's super specific, which is why I was explaining what I have gone through. And so for me, I have dealt with so many companies where the scaling is the challenge, where building that is the challenge. And I've seen it. I've dealt with it myself. I've overcome those challenges. I've had to deal with new challenges. I've had to build operations and sales systems for different verticals, in different environments, in different countries, taking into account different sizes, goals, what marketing might be, whether it's direct mail or it's digital advertising or it's just cold calling. Whatever that looks like, I have built so many different systems and scalable sales operations that what I wanted to do was have a podcast and a place where owners and leaders of inside telephone sales teams, of call center type sales teams, a place where they can go and get help and support with their growth, with scaling, and with succeeding at their goals. Now, what's going to be in that podcast? It's mostly going to be guests. I am going to put some solo episodes in there from time to time. The guests that I have, the ones that you will always already see that are in the episodes to launch the podcast and then moving forward, it's industry experts and call center owners and leaders. So it's going to be people who are industry experts and service providers to the contact and call center industry and the environment. And these are people who are dealing with CRMs or phone systems or marketing or HR, personnel, legal, compliance, all of these different parts that affect and are part of the scalable machine for a call center and for a sales team. And so those are the people that I have on the show. Those are the people who are going to come and answer my questions and let me dive deep into what they're seeing that works, what seeing doesn't work, what call centers could be doing to scale, what they could be putting in place, what the ones that are winning are doing well. And all of this is in the goal and the hope and the plan to help you, if you're listening to this and you subscribe to the new show, to help you succeed in running your call center, because it's so important. As you will hear in the trailer episode, which I also recorded recently, is that when a call center is doing well, the first thing is it helps shift the landscape where people think call centers are not good, right? Like, nobody likes these robocalls. Nobody wants the bad calls that happen, and they blame the call center industry as a whole, and that's not fair. So part of it is going to be shifting the way that the public sees the industry. So part of it's going to be shifting the way the public sees sales. Like, this show here and the book that I wrote, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, and everything I do is to help salespeople and organizations shift the way they operate, the way they function, the way they sell, such that consumers see it as valuable, see it as a service they want, they seek out, and they need from a professional. Instead of feeling like sales is gross, I want people to shift over time as a whole in the world to see sales as a profession that they need and want and are seeking out. Then, if you have a scalable sales call center, if you have a scalable sales operation, that means your company is winning. That means your employees are winning and you're able to employ more and more people within your operations, giving them jobs, giving them opportunities, giving them careers, giving them options. And then lastly, you're helping all of those customers. If you have something that actually helps your customer, helps your client in some way, improving their life, improving their business, whatever that looks like, if you're helping them in some way that makes some kind of difference, it could be big or it could be small, then my goal for you is to be able to do that at scale. How do you impact the world at a bigger level and give people jobs and get paid for it and make lots of money as a business owner or a leader in those environments? So that's what you can expect. Just like always, this is my long intro slash outro or explanation about the new show. So you can search for it. Go to whatever podcast player you're at, wherever you're listening to this, go to just search Scalable Call Center Sales and you'll find it. If you try to search my name, if you try to search Jason Cutter, and just look for that, you might find a lot of guest episodes where I've had appearances on other podcasts, which is not a bad thing. If you want to hear what I've been up to, always just search that and see what other shows I've been on. And as always, you can go to jasoncutter.com, which is my hub with all the links for everything going on. You'll be able to find a link to the podcast, to all the shows, as well as the show notes and everything for a guest. And so please join me, go over, subscribe, and listen to the new podcast, Scalable Call Center Sales Podcast. And if you have future ideas, if you have things that you want to know about, whether it's guests or just things that you want me to expand on, if you're dealing with sales for yourself or for your team and you have some challenges and you think it would be perfect for a future season or episodes here on the Authentic Persuasion Show, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. Send me an email. Let me know your ideas. Let me know your thoughts. And if it's something I haven't covered or something that I should revisit, then I will definitely do that. I'll put it together. Also, I'm always looking for good guests that are a fit for the Authentic Persuasion Show, the new Scalable Call Center sales podcast. And so if you have guest ideas, recommendations, please email me as well. That's it for this episode. And I will see you over at the new Scalable Call Center sales podcast. And then I will see you here when I drop some new episodes in season 5, whenever that happens. Otherwise, I hope that you are having a great experience in your sales career. Make sure to check out the book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion. Make sure to follow me on LinkedIn. Make sure to email me with your thoughts, and I will catch you on the next episode.